listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your news briefing. Anthony Albanese has touched down in Vietnam for his first visit to the country as Prime Minister. He'll meet with local leaders tomorrow, with China's activity in the South China Sea expected to dominate discussions. The PM has also confirmed Australia will be offering another round of support for Ukraine.
We'll continue to monitor the situation and to deliver what we can when we can.
The death toll from a crash and derailment involving multiple trains in eastern India is closing in on 300. Another 850 are believed to be injured in what is the country's deadliest rail incident in more than 20 years. This man was on board at the time.
10-15 people fell on me when the accident happened and everything was haywire. I hurt my hand and also the back of my neck.
That translation from the ABC. Back home, Anne Mother has died in an early morning blaze in regional New South Wales. Her two young sons and their father escaped with burns and smoke inhalation after their home in Orange went up in flames. There's a fresh warning about COVID. Cases have increased by nearly 30% over the last month, and the latest stats show the majority of Aussies haven't had a booster shot in more than half a year. Anyone with symptoms is being reminded to stay home. And authorities have been working to free a humpback whale calf which became tangled off the New South Wales Illawarra coast. To sport now, and starting with NRL, it's been a runaway victory for the Warriors against the Dolphins in New Zealand. After a tight first half, NZ surged ahead for a 30-8 win on their home turf. Meantime, Corey Oates returns from injury when the Broncos take on the Sharks in Sydney tonight. He'll replace Selwyn Cobbo, who copped a knock to his hip in Queensland's Origin win this week. Coach Kevin Walters says the Broncos are looking forward to getting into it.
It's going to be a great occasion down there, you know, against Cronulla, who been playing some good footy, but we're pretty determined side at the moment.
And switching to AFL now, Port Adelaide has gone 9 on the trot with a commanding win against the Hawks, at one point opening up a margin of nearly 100 points. Hawthorn found some form in the final quarter but couldn't close the gap, defeated 151-96. The Eagles are working on the tough task of trying to defeat ladder-leading Collingwood at Optus Stadium. And for the first time in a decade, the Central Coast Mariners are playing in an A-League Grand Final. They'll be up against Premiership favourites Melbourne City. Kick-off at Sydney's CommBank Stadium is at 7:45 tonight.